After the love, I'm left with this. 1 brand new cock harness, and 3 used ones. Enough rope to cordon off a pool, and 1 dick fucked just about all the way off its base. I like to think about what I did to break my cock. I think long about even longer fucks I threw. The girl on her back, her knees, her gut, her side. In alleyways and in phone booths. On dance floors and on car hoods. On the bed and the couch, both now broken too. Somewhere along the way I fucked too hard, or too long, or too complicated an angle. Maybe my dick got bit by angry teeth, or clutched by clenching muscles, or maybe I just packed with it one too many times. I don't know about that, but I do know a few things for sure. I fuck folks who got hardness and softness, wrestling inside. I've been fighting my stone since I was 17, and sometimes my sweetness comes only from pushing dick into somebody else. And so, when the UPS guy showed up the other day with my shiny new replacement cock, you better believe that I sucked it by myself before I slid it down anyone else's throat. Yeah, it's not all bad, because after the love, I'm left with this.